The storm system responsible for heavy rain and flash flooding from Baltimore to Long Island and New England over the past couple of days has lifted into Maine this afternoon. In its wake, we've had a fall feel in the air today, with temperatures running around 10 degrees below seasonable levels. In the upper atmosphere, an upper level low is working its way across eastern Canada. That and its associated pool of cool air aloft has resulted in some instability in the form of clouds and showers this afternoon. So there's the chance for a few showers, mainly across the North Country, though any area could see a shower roll by as we work through the next few hours. And then as we work into tonight, we'll see a disturbance rotate around that upper level low, and that will continue to bring us the threat for at least some passing showers, again, mainly in areas north of the capital region. It is going to be a cool night, with temperatures falling back into the upper 40s and lower 50s in most locations. During the day tomorrow, we will continue to have that upper level low in our region, so there's the chance for some showers, again, mainly across the North Country, though I can't rule out a passing shower in and around the capital region. Temperatures tomorrow will again be on the cool side, with highs running mainly in the 60s to lower 70s, so again, temperatures will be about 10 degrees below normal levels for the middle of August. We'll start off the weekend with generally quiet conditions, though I can't rule out a shower across the North Country Saturday afternoon, but most of the day will be dry. Temperatures will be a bit milder, running in the 70s. Then on Sunday, we'll have a frontal system come through the region that will bring us the chance for showers and storms, with temperatures once again in the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, high in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower, high in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, chance of a shower, areas of fog, low 48 to 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of an isolated shower, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly north, high in the lower to mid 70s, and on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, with highs in the lower to mid 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.